Welcome back to another episode of the Donkey Taco Podcast. I'm Reed Kerr. Joining me as always, Chris Stuckey.
What's up?
Lovely wife, Kimberly.
Hello.
Thanks for selling out there, honey. I appreciate it.
I just said hello.
I know. Can't you get excited?
Do you want me to have a catchphrase or something like
could
that?
Could you do that? Hey Now's been taken a couple
times.
Yeah,
I was going to say, hey now, you can't do that.
Giggity? That's why. I actually use that as profanity around the house. I can't stop for some reason.
So like, Howard Stern stole that from Hank from...
Yes.
Okay, and then Craig stole it from Howard Stern. My friend
Craig stole it from... Yeah, it's... Okay. It's when you steal that much, it's an homage, really.
I guess.
Talk a little pop culture with you here on the DonkeyTaco.com podcast. We were off last week for various reasons, and...
quite humorous, actually.
Yeah, that is true. Last week, Stuckey had bet me that I could not couldn't run a 40-yard dash in under 6.5 seconds.
That's correct.
And I did.
I destroyed 6.5 seconds.
And let me point out again, I am 40 and in horrible shape. I ran a 5.81, and then the second time I ran a 5.55, which earned a decent amount of money and food for a local food bank. So I felt good about it.
I'm still not convinced that the little stopwatch was correct, because
it was laser timing.
That's insane.
It was just like the NFL guys. I mean, we ran it. You know, we do this from East Texas, and what we do in East Texas is make professional football players, basically. So everybody has the laser timing. We don't run 40s, in a grass field somewhere with an old guy with a stopwatch and a ball cap. We had the laser timing on this.
You did make a trip to the place where you ran it earlier in the day. Just wondering if you had anything to do with messing with the stopwatch or...
No, I wouldn't know how to break it if I did.
It's so... Okay.
I did not run a 40. I'd had one takeoff just to see, because I haven't had to start running. The last time I started running, I broke my leg like 4 or 5 years ago. I planted my right foot and then fell over. So I wanted to make sure that I could actually kick off with that leg and move. That's the only thing I did there.
It was so unlikely that we had a guy from the station that was videoing. And after you ran the 5.55,
yes,
he's kind of going back towards where the guy is with the stopwatch. And the guy yells out, 5.55. And the dude videoing, Matty Five, goes, right. What the hell?
Yeah.
He was so shocked that you ran a 5.55.
Well,
as was the...
Everyone was.
As was, the guy Bobby that runs the place that is like a professional trainer.
He's trained NFL guys. He's trained Super Bowl champs. He's trained national college football champs. He was... pretty stunned by that. Lovely wife Kimberly spent the next 24 hours just looking at me going, I didn't think you'd do it. I didn't think you could do it.
I really didn't have any frame of reference there. I mean, whenever you said that, he bet you couldn't do it in under 6.5, I didn't even know whether that was fast or not. I mean,
right.
I told you that the girls at work, I was telling them that you were going to run this 40-yard dash, and one of them was like, well, what would be a good time? Like 45 seconds? We're girls. We don't know. We don't know those things.
The better professional athletes, the fast running backs run 4.3.
Right. 4.3 is phenomenal.
Great.
Yes.
Yes.
So that's what we did last Wednesday. That's why we had no Donkey Taco podcast.
Yes.
And then I had a lot of hamstring pain for the next couple of days. So we're back. We missed, we missed a week of Idol. I don't even remember who got voted off that
week.
We
lost two.
Well, before that, we lost... Who did we lose? We lost Karen the week we didn't talk. We didn't have it last week. And then last week, we lost a pair. No, I'm sorry. We'd already lost her. We lost
Nobody.
Casey.
Yeah.
And then they
voted
Casey back
in. You really didn't get to talk
in.
About the whole Casey save.
Yes.
But of course, probably nobody wants to hear about that. That was 2 weeks ago.
Right. I still think the whole thing, like early on in the day, they go, okay, we're voting Casey out. He's just had a blood transfusion. Let's not put him through any more of this. Randy goes, okay, I'm going to stand up and wave it off. And they went to the band and went, okay, Randy's going to stand up and stop this. This time, listen to him. Because otherwise, well, I don't think we've ever had anybody stand up on Idol and wave off the band, have we? I mean, nobody's ever reached up and pulled the air brakes on it.
No, they do that a lot, like in Hollywood Week and like their,
but not
auditions.
The
but yeah, no, not on the actual deal. Performance
yeah.
show.
So Casey stuck around. And then last week, because of that, they voted off two. And they voted off two more girls. We've lost nothing but women out of this. Voted off Thea and voted off Naima.
Yeah.
And there's
and yet
still,
Stefano survives.
Still lives. First, Thea was going to go. She wasn't very good.
No.
I didn't like Naima, but she had style at least.
She wasn't horrible.
They did Elton John Week last week, which was hilarious in some ways. She did "I'm Still Standing" as a reggae song, which is a little stereotypical, you know, for a black chick who looks like she's high and has dreads. Yeah, okay. But I wouldn't buy that song, but she certainly did make it her own.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what they, well, at least that's what they used to, you know, artistry. That was the word. We want to hear what you can do. And they respond by everybody voting her off. So no more Thea and no more Naima. And still, Stefano lives.
And we're still about 5 weeks away from having a decent competition.
Right now, it's Casey, Haley, Jacob, James, Lauren, Paul, Pia, Scotty, and Stefano. Scotty drives me nuts. I like Scotty's voice for country, but every song is exactly the same. Every song, it's Elton John. Well, give me a song with the word country in it. That's it. And that song he sang was never a single. I have never heard it. I doubt Elton John remembers recording it. And Scotty records it, and he sings it just like every other Randy Travis-esque song that he does.
He needs to at least try to do something a little different. It's not like it may hurt him in the competition, but I think with his career, he's obviously not going to sing rock and roll music for his career, but you might as well do it for the show to compete.
Yeah. Step out a little bit, at least. And then Stefano.
Yeah.
I just... Is Stefano only on there because of Jennifer Lopez?
Probably.
I think she's entirely to blame for that.
What did he do last week? I still have memories of Hello stuck in my head. That was awful.
I don't remember.
See, and that's how memorable it is. What was it last week? I don't even know. He sang
Was
something.
He the one that did Tiny Dancer? One of them did.
He may have.
One of them did. I can't remember which one.
Yes, he did Tiny Dancer.
Hold Me Closer, Tony Danza.
Yeah, Tony Danza song, yes. Tonight, we do this before the show comes on. So tonight he is scheduled to... Oh, he's closing tonight. He's scheduled to do Stop in the Name of Love.
What? The Supreme song?
Yes. I will go out on a limb right now and say that I bet that song sounds like someone barking commands rather than an emotional plea. Because he doesn't get emotional. He just gets loud.
I mean, I hate to quote the things that the idiot judges say, but yeah. When they actually were pretty spot on when actually Jennifer Lopez and her only moment of criticism of him when he sang Hello was saying that he didn't sound like he was emotionally connected to the song. No. I mean, it wasn't even just an emotional connection to me. It was like he didn't even comprehend the words he was saying.
Like he was singing it phonetically?
Yeah. Like he was in a Japanese karaoke bar somewhere. Like he does not speak the language and someone just taught him how to sing the song and he has no idea what he's saying.
That criticism is not getting any better, is it?
No. Everybody's wonderful. Everybody's great. And they only tell them how they can be even more phenomenal than they already are. Yeah.
It's not a Girl Scout.
I really
troop.
Miss Simon
Idol.
Just saying you're going home after that song.
Yes, yeah. Worst yeah. ever.
You'll be. He would say something like, "You'll be lucky if you're still here."
Yeah.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is the category tonight. So,
some odds.
Throw out the odds. I was before we go. I was surprised to see Paul in the bottom so quickly.
Yeah,
Paul's not going to win this, but. He's quirky enough that I would think at least somebody would vote for him.
He's not bad.
He's not bad, no, but he's not American Idol type.
No.
He's not, like I said, he's 26. He's not a guy who's going to have a million Facebook friends who will all vote for him. He's going to be a guy that sticks around. He'll probably be knocked out when there's, you know, probably next week or the week after. He can't win, but he can make a good performance. I was surprised to see the floor drop out from under him so quickly.
Oh, yeah.
I was very glad to see him stick around a little bit. I was astonished that Stefano was not down there.
Yeah, I was going to be really bummed if Paul got voted out and Stefano was still there.
If Paul got voted out and next week Stefano and Jacob get to do two songs each.
So is there anybody left on the show that you're rooting for?
Right now, it's a good question because you got to have somebody that you like. I still like Casey.
I do too, but the evil part of me almost wanted to see him get voted out last week just because of the judges had used their save and then he still got voted out.
I like Casey. I don't think Casey can win. Casey is not palatable enough for everybody. He's a little weird. But I like him. You know, he doesn't appeal to everybody, and that's American Idol will always go to the safe bet. I like James. James is also kind of weird.
Yeah, I like him.
I like James more. He was too low last week. He was using his lower register too much. He's a screamer. I like James. I can't stand Jacob.
Oh, no.
Every song is a suicide note with Jacob. He's just screaming at us. There's no control whatsoever.
What did he sing last week? I can't remember.
Last week, Jacob sang, Sorry Seems to Be the Hardest Word.
Oh, God, that was depressing. I love that song. And do you remember me actually pointing out to you that he, like, squeezed out a tear and just went flying off
it
of his
head? It just shot off of his head. It's like there's so much pressure.
We rewound it just so he could watch it because, I mean, it just went completely. I mean, not like dripping down his face kind of thing. It was like...
Contents projectile. Under pressure. Yes.
But he's horrible.
I don't care for that at all. Pia is very good. Pia is very polished. Yeah. I don't really like Pia, but she easily could win. I would think she would be...
Did you hear the way Chris said, yeah?
Yeah. Ow, ow. I don't personally care for her and her style, but I would be surprised if she's not, I'd say, the favorite at this point, odds-wise.
She is the favorite at 2-1.
2-1. Yes. Now, you are a resident degenerate gambler. That's
horrible odds with this many people left. Horrible.
The only
odds.
Thing about her, just like you said, she's too polished. It's kind of hard to root for her because, I don't know. I mean, she's
too good.
She's too good.
She already knows exactly what she's doing. You know, she's got a great look. She hits the note she's supposed to. She picks the right songs. You know, she doesn't really belong on this show. But that doesn't mean she's going to win. But talent doesn't always do that. But, you know, she's easily the most polished. I could see her being the favorite.
Yeah, she's probably a lock for the final three, I would think. At least to get that far.
Mm. For the rest of them, I like Paul. He can't win. I don't know. Scotty is just sort of weird to me. Ever since you pointed out that cock of his head every time he wants to look at the camera, I can't not see that every time I see Scotty.
I saw a good comparison. They said he looks a lot like the Mad Magazine guy.
Oh, he does.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Scotty is there to sing every song as if it were a country music song. And I understand that. But I don't care so much for that.
So outside of Pia, let's go to the next two favorites.
Okay, the next two favorites.
There's two people tied.
Two people tied. I am going to say... Okay, we got Casey, Haley, Jacob, James, Lauren, Paul, Scotty, and Stefano still there. Two people are tied.
Yes.
I don't know. Because everybody on here has got some big, got some glaring problems here. I'd put, of the nine left, is James in there?
James is one of them.
James is one of them. And is the other one?
Lauren.
Nope. Lauren's 9-2.
9-2. Okay.
Which is 4.5-1.
It's a male, isn't it?
It's a male. Probably Jacob.
It's not Jacob.
Oh, good.
No, I'd say Scotty.
Yep.
Oh, no.
Because Scotty has that country appeal. And he is a guy who the country music folks are going to love. You know, whether he's the best or not, there's a certain segment of the population that's only there to hear Scotty sing something as a country song.
Scotty and James are both 7-2.
Okay.
And then at 10-1 is Jacob and Casey.
Jacob and Casey.
We already said Lauren Elena was a 9-2.
Right.
We have, let's see, at least
Haley, Stefano, and Paul.
Haley's 14-1.
Yeah.
The long shot's pretty obvious.
I would hope Stefano would be the long shot.
28-1.
But somehow he's not going home. So
he's a long shot at 28-1, and then Paul at 25-1. And to actually have odds for this week are odds to be eliminated.
Yeah.
And the favorite to be eliminated is Stefano at 2.5-1. 5-2.
So it's 2-1 for Pia to win and 5-2 for Stefano to get tossed out this week.
Stefano as well as Paul, they're both 5-2. 50-1 on Pia, if you're wondering.
Stefano's doing Stop in the Name of Love. Paul is doing doing Susie Q. I should
get a camera. Well, this is odd. Scotty's 7-2 to win, but he's 30-1 to get knocked off today. possible.
I don't think there's any way Scotty goes home,
no,
no matter what he does there. So there's American Idol. We will know much more tonight. And we may podcast a little bit tonight also about this. I'm not greeted with an overwhelming show of approval. Perhaps we won't. I don't know.
If I'm not falling asleep, then yes. Last week, you know, after your run thing, and then we went to Sports Zone and all that, I was pretty tired by the time we finally watched American Idol.
Yeah, well, it's a lifestyle.
I get up way earlier than you. Let's just keep that in mind.
I've worked very hard to not have to get up early in my life. Yeah.
That's what you apply your jobs that you apply for.
It's the dream. Hey, when I was working television, I had to be up in a shirt and tie every day and be there and be in the morning meeting, which is just a perpetual crotch kicking machine with three ideas, good or bad, by like 8:45 in the morning, and that's all getting downtown. I deserve to come in at noon sometimes now.
I'm really crying for you there.
I could tell. It's because I was on the TV. Yeah. Speaking of on the TV, Kids' Choice Awards were this week.
Yes, they were.
I didn't watch those. You did. No. Or you at least saw something on it.
Wait a minute. You don't watch Celebrity Apprentice, but you watch the Kids' Choice Awards?
I did not watch them. I followed them.
Yeah, okay.
Followed them.
Did you have money on the Kids' Choice Awards?
I didn't see any odds anywhere. I tried. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Okay, the Kids' Choice Awards. There are always a couple of people there that I don't understand why they're there. Who was it this year?
Kim Kardashian and Paris Hilton were both there at the Kids' Choice Awards.
Professional fornicators, basically, yes, were there. And we wonder why our kids don't understand anything. We wonder why you can't get a kid to work anymore. You wonder why kids look at a sex tape as a viable career option these days.
Well, they actually kind of broached that subject on Glee a few weeks ago.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Okay, on Glee, and I know Glee's not coming back until later on this month, next month, something like that. So we'd have a new episode of Glee. But Glee approaches a lot of things, and it doesn't really approach them in that after-school special way, in that where everybody that does something wrong, something bad happens to them.
Not at all.
The drinking episode was not very anti-drinking.
Yeah.
The sex tape episode was not very anti-sex tape. It would have gone on had the teacher not said, hey, you know, that's a crime. You're underage. It's not really... They're not teaching us any lessons here.
Not by any means.
It's a modern show, I suppose. Oh, boy. Okay. On to other things. Celebrity Apprentice, you don't watch. We're trying to get you to watch it.
I'm trying.
You got to watch the Busey.
That's what I've heard. I've heard he's must-see TV.
I mean, a Busey only comes along once in a generation. I mean, the right combination of chemicals and open head wounds that build something like that. We're seeing a little bit of it with Charlie Sheen, but we're already tired of him. So the Busey, you got to get the Busey.
I'm trying. I got a couple things to do.
Okay.
Got a paper to write. Other than that, I'll be good.
Record it and then zip through it.
So, it's on Hulu, right?
I don't know. We always tape it. Tape it Sunday night.
So. Tape it?
We tape it, yes. We pull out the VCR. Oh, Stuck, you'll appreciate this. I've been listening to a couple of cassettes this past week.
How do you do that?
I found a box in the garage.
I say, do you have like a 1984 car or something that you stick it in? That you just have that car to play your tapes?
Yes, I own a vehicle just for the riding around listening to my tapes. So I can listen to my Two Live Crew, as nasty as they want to be, cause single. Yes.
You own a VCR. I know you do.
Of course I own a VCR. I've got a lot of stuff taped from the late 80s and early 90s. You'll appreciate this. I have a lot of important NBA games. That will make you respect it, won't you?
Here's the point.
Yes.
They have places you take these tapes to and they give you DVDs.
Verify this for me, lovely wife Kimberly. Do you know anybody who's is quite as cheap a bastard as I am?
You don't care to spend money on things that you want.
Right, but not on only on things that I want, not things I need.
Should I remind you of that DVD burner thing that you bought like 2 years ago, because all those things that were on our DVR, including last year's Super Bowl.
And the year before that, actually, yes.
Yeah, you were going to copy all that onto
it. Every time I've tried to do that, I have screwed it up somehow. I haven't.
And you were just waiting for me to be gone or be out of town, and that's happened quite a few times since then.
Right.
So I don't have the strength.
I'm selling that thing on eBay.
I don't have the strength or like the willpower to delete the Super Bowl off my DVR. It's still on there.
I have the last two on there. I'm still.
He goes through like erasing all these things and bitching about, you know, oh, we've only got 30 some percent left or whatever. And I'm like, we've got two Super Bowls on here and all these comedy specials that he. Yeah. All these comedy specials he records and all this. And but we have to get rid of My Top Chef because it's just putting us over our limit. And
exactly.
We got to get rid of that.
I've got like 12 Cheers on there. I've got to make sure that those are the same ones that I watched back in the late 80s, early 90s. You got to make sure they haven't been edited. Weird thing, though. Speaking of that, the Cheers episodes. Cheers runs on the Hallmark Channel, which I didn't even know was a channel. I thought it was a card.
It's apparently run by the Amish.
Yes, it runs every night from like 1 in the morning until 4 in the morning. So I just have the DVR set up to record it. And then, you know, I've got a couple of Cheers reruns.
Yeah.
The Hallmark Channel is so uptight about everything that they censor Cheers. They censor the language in Cheers in 2011 for shows that ran in primetime on NBC in like 1987 to 1993.
I've actually watched quite a bit of Cheers, but help me, what would they
Well, they censored the word crap.
Yes, they censored the word crap. They censored the word bitch. They censored the word bastard the other day when they were talking about a fatherless child.
Wow.
Yes. And you'll be hearing them say something and then, you know, well, ain't that a, we'll go here, you know, and there's just suddenly a dead spot in the show that, it's like TV for the Amish. You just don't want to offend anybody.
That's quite odd.
Yes. You do that, and then, like, I flip over from that to Justified, and somebody's head blows off, and, you know, there's a lot of good profanity in that. There's quality profanity in those FX shows. Justified.
Justified's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
The Shield, great stuff. I'm going to go ahead and go on a limb here for Love the Life, Kimberly, and say that since it ended last night, we're probably not going to watch Lights Out. The boxing show. We had 11 of them on the DVR.
Yeah, we had them all on the DVR, but, you know, we had to get rid of those two.
We didn't have to get rid of them. We just refused to watch them. Okay, does this happen to you, Snucky? Do you record something that you think, okay, well, I'll give this a chance, and then you don't get to watch it, and then the second one comes and it starts to pile up. And then like after that, like another one comes, and suddenly you got to make a decision: is this worth me watching for 8 hours?
Yes.
Or should I just throw it out now?
That happened. I recorded the first episode. Is it called Mr. Sunshine with Matthew Perry?
Yes.
You're not watching Mr. Sunshine.
I never got around to watching the first episode, and I just got behind. Now I don't have time.
I will give this. It's a good show. It's. I don't know if it will survive because it ain't doing well.
I kind of hope it does because I really love Matthew Perry.
Okay, that's something with Matthew Perry in that, with Matt LeBlanc in episodes playing himself. The Friends people were not very good actors, were they? Because they're always themselves.
I was just thinking of Joey.
Yeah. Matt LeBlanc on this episodes thing that ran on Showtime, it was pretty good, but he was Joey. He was himself. He was playing himself in the show. And there are a couple of times where he says things like, they're talking to him about television terms, about, you know, shooting terms, and he looks at the girl and goes, oh, now you're just making up words. And it was like lifted from a Friends episode. They're just not, they're not really, you know, stretching the envelope of things. They're right there in that wheelhouse. But I would suggest Mr. Sunshine. It is funny. I don't know if it's going to stick around.
It's not really something that, because you've missed the first few episodes, that you'd be totally lost.
There's no riddle. Yeah.
And it's gotten better since the first episode was not great. So, I mean, if you watched it, you'd be like, you know, I'm just giving up. But you have to be really dedicated.
It's almost gotten to the point now, as with as many shows that get canceled, wait for the first season to run. It gets picked up. Grab the DVDs and then watch season two as it comes along.
I'm that way, and I always refer to it as the John in Cincinnati effect. When the Sopranos went off, that was going to be the next big thing for HBO. And I watched the first one, and I didn't really get it. It was just weird.
It was weird.
And I recorded the second one, and I might have watched the second one, or I might have started letting it pile up. But like 4 or 5 weeks later, they're on there, and I don't like the show enough to watch it, and suddenly it becomes like a 5-hour chore. And then I look around, and HBO's canceling the John in Cincinnati. And so I just let the whole thing just go. And I talked to a friend of mine later, and I go, hey, did they ever tell you what was going on? He said, no, they didn't. They just let it, like, flash forward. They just let it end. I can't stand that. At least, okay, like the Life on Mars that ran, the American version of that, at least they tried to give you an ending. It didn't really make any sense, and it was kind of crappy. But at least they went, okay, this is going off the air. We can give them 10 minutes to at least give them some kind of resolution.
It would have been nice if they would have done that with Daybreak.
Yeah, that's for us, that's one of our longstanding things. Daybreak was a show. It was like a private investigator Groundhog's Day thing. He was trying to investigate something that had gone on. He was his wife may or may not have been killed. I don't remember what the hell happened, because it was sometimes he would start the day over and he could change things, and sometimes he couldn't. And it was supposed to run 13 episodes and just basically keep your attention between seasons of Lost. And they canceled it like 6 weeks in. And we watched it again. We finally found it on TV One, which, again, I didn't even know was a network.
What is that on DirecTV?
TV One, it is. It's a black network.
Never heard of it.
Yes, which Scotty Diggs does count, right?
Scotty.
Yes. Okay, is Private Practice, is he on Private Practice or the other one?
Private Practice.
Is that the first thing he's ever
done?
That's
the first
show
he hasn't killed, yeah.
Yes. Tay Diggs, great looking guy, not a bad actor, seems to be a very cool dude, but until this, he has never been able to keep anything on the air for like more than a month. He's like the male Paula Marshall. If you see him, don't get used to it, because it's going away.
Well, Private Practice has lasted a couple years, but I'm sure that's because of Grey's Anatomy.
I hate that show. I really just detest it.
Which one?
Yes. I can't tell them apart. Here's every episode. Awful emotional turmoil with people who are supposed to be friends screaming at each other about personal issues, and then people die. I just don't... We want different things from our televisions, I guess. Because Kimberly always watches it. I come home
and
it's on.
I used to watch Grey's Anatomy, and at one time you watched it too because you ruined a very important episode for me.
I gave it a try. It was like Scrubs without the funny. Yes.
And then I decided
okay,
that
there was one episode where there was a guy in the hospital and he had an unexploded grenade in his body, right?
It wasn't a grenade, but
it was some kind of explosive device, and the lead character, Anatomy, was hanging on to it and like couldn't move, and so they're doing the surgery around her and she's holding it in place, and it's all and finally, and I don't know why I wasn't watching it regularly, but it was on and I saw it, and at the end, I don't want to spoil it for you, but you know, get off your ass and watch it on DVD.
It was five years ago,
so
I think.
They get it all, finally get the thing out, and they put it in the bomb squad thing. And the bomb squad guys are carrying it out gingerly. And the doctor has, like, let go, and she's been holding her hand there for an hour. And, like, she's walking away. And, like, right as she does, it blows up. And blows up like most of the floor, and she goes flying. And there's, you know, it's that thing where
there's a fine pink mist.
Yeah, there's a fine
in the
pink
air.
Mist and some flying meat that goes by from the guy that was carrying it. And, you hadn't watched it. You had recorded it and hadn't watched it, and you just mentioned it to me, and I go, yeah, there's a part at the end you're probably going to want to back up and watch again.
No, you said I would want to watch it in slow motion.
Which I did, just because that's what I do.
So, of course, that let me know that it was going to explode.
Well, I could have been lying.
I was hoping that it was going to explode and kill Meredith, though.
That would have saved a lot.
That's why I actually quit watching the show, was because I despised her. And a couple years after that, she actually drowned. And I wanted them not to be able to save her. She's the main character of the show.
Right.
Well, she's so annoying. I really don't find anything likable about her at all. And, you know, she ends up with the hot guy, you know, and I don't like that either. Because there's nothing redeeming about her. And they're all pretty, just like you said, they're all kind of miserable and not really likable. And that hospital is cursed. It must be built on an Indian burial ground because all of the doctors end up getting shot or cancer or something.
That's medical shows like that. It's like ER. First two or three seasons of ER, just fantastic. And then after a little while, it becomes ridiculous. You mean like, okay, like every week some new disease we've never heard of comes in and we have to lock the place down, or every week there's a gangbanger with an AK-47 and a machete running loose in the place. Every week a helicopter gets dropped on somebody. You know, it becomes, because we don't allow things to run their course and go away, it gets ridiculous after a little while.
Yeah.
Speaking of ridiculous after a little while, Dancing with the Stars this week. They voted off. Did you see who they voted off, Kimberly?
Wendy Williams.
Yes. She has hideous feet. I don't know if...
Did you see that picture?
Okay, during the NFL season, at one point, they showed pictures of
Javid Best,
running back for the Lions. He had turf toe, which is a very painful injury. And his toe, his foot just looked like bad meat.
He had it on both feet.
Yeah, that's what Wendy Williams' feet looked like.
She posted a picture on her Twitter this week, and it looked like she had a huge boil on the top of her foot.
Why would she do that?
I don't know. It was horrible.
That's gross.
Yeah, well, I think she just wanted everybody to know that, hey, look, this is what I'm doing for this show, because it looked awful. She got voted out this week. The radio people always go first, because they have no audience.
Yeah.
You know, if I was on that show, I wouldn't even make it through the opening credits. Dun, 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 dun. Get out of here, Reed. You know, it wouldn't matter.
You can't dance?
I won't dance. Don't ask
me. I was just looking for the picture on Twitter, and some dude tweeted, Wendy Williams' feet look like she valets cars for the Flintstones.
That's funny.
Nice. That nice Twitter. Funny.
That's that like the first funny. One I saw.
No, I cannot dance, nor would I.
Oh,
on that show.
Yeah, that's pretty nasty.
Yeah.
That is disgusting.
Yeah. Her feet, actually, without the huge boil on top of them, don't look that great, but...
Yeah, she kind of got big feet, but...
Well, she's very tall.
Yeah.
I mean, she looks like a drag queen.
Yes, yes, she does. The other story about this week was about Kirstie Alley in the fall, and that's the one that everybody's sort of glomming on to. In all honesty, whenever I watch the show, I'm looking for somebody to fall. I'm looking for it's like watching NASCAR or bullfighting. I'm looking for that moment. And I think she's done a good job on the show. I mean, she's there. She's out of breath at the conclusion of the dances, but she's still hanging in there. And, you know, it's she's one of those, she ain't going to win, but she'll be around for a little while longer.
Oh, yeah. I know. I think she could win.
Her scores are never that good. What'd she get this week?
She tied with Ralph Macchio this week.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Odds?
What? Yep.
I found them. The favorite to win. Dancing with the Stars.
Wait a minute. I would say the favorite would probably be...
That Chelsea chick.
There's two people tied.
I'd say Sugar Ray Leonard would probably be up there pretty high.
Sugar Ray.
And I haven't watched all of it.
Sugar Ray's 30-1.
30-1, really? How about Hines Ward?
Hines Ward is one of the favorites.
Okay. And who?
There's one more.
Petra? Something or other?
No. Petra Dimkova?
Lumpy?
SS one model? Come on.
Jim Bob, somebody? Who else would it be? I don't know.
Ralph Macchio.
You're kidding me.
3-1. 3-1. Hines Ward and Ralph Macchio.
Macchio pulled a 21. Watch. Okay. Kirstie Alley got dumped on her ass and got a 21. Ralph Macchio also pulled a 21 this last week. Now, we love him because we all watched The Karate Kid.
Kirstie Alley is 11-2.
11-2. So that's...
5.5-1.
Okay. That's another show that you can record and just fast forward through most of the inane chatter.
Yeah. It doesn't seem like it's that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was... I enjoyed it. She still got a 21. She still stayed on the show. And somebody did... And Sugar Ray danced to a Bobby Brown song, so he got paid. So that's, you know... If you haven't seen the Funny or Die video...
Did you watch it?
I watched it. Yes. I watched it. That was fun.
Wayne Brady with Mike Tyson and Bobby Brown lip-syncing to Bobby Brown's... Every Little Step. It's quality comedy. Mike Tyson has gone. I was thinking of this the other day because I was thinking about Tiger Woods and how no matter what he does, you know, for the rest of his life, he will be a big story in golf because he was once the greatest. Yeah. And how Mike Tyson was kind of that same way. Even when Tyson was well past his prime, just him showing up would get you attention. He went through a lot. Suddenly now Mike Tyson is you know, like the prom queen. He's everywhere. He's in The Hangover. He's got The Pigeon Show. He's showing up in random comedy videos. He was on Kimmel for that King's Speech. That was funny with him and George Bush. Not the actual George Bush. Some actors simulated. It's just the arc of his career has been very weird. But he seems like a funny guy now.
He seems like a guy that people are calling and he's just saying, okay, I'll do it.
That Nicolas Cage attitude? Yeah. I'll be right there.
I need money. I'll do it. Do you want me to raise pigeons? Sure, I'll do it.
Sure. How many is Nicolas Cage in another movie this month? If I don't get at least one every 30 days, I don't know what to do with myself.
You feel gypped?
I do feel gypped. In fact, tell you what, I'm going to do this as we get ready to go here. I'm going to IMDb, and I can't spell Nicholas. I'm going to IMDb, and I'm going to look up Nicolas Cage. I have not looked him up anytime lately.
Okay.
Not counting the movies that he's already been in this year, I'm going to say that he has at least four projects scheduled for this year.
Scheduled to release this year?
Well, that's what the date on them would be. 2011. I haven't scrolled down yet. Yeah. Are we ready?
Four? Ooh.
Oh, I'm way off. Okay, Season of the Witch and Drive Angry already came out.
Yeah.
Plus The Sorcerer's Apprentice, which was like December of last year. No, I'm down. He's got two, Trespass and The Hungry Rabbit Jumps for 2011.
The what?
I know. He's got two for 2012, Medallion and Ghost Rider Spirit of Vengeance, and The Croods as a voice actor for 2013. So we didn't need a sequel to Ghost Rider, did we?
No, we didn't.
Have you seen Ghost Rider?
I did not. It didn't look like it was really worth it.
Well, you know, I'm a comic geek, and so I watched those movies, and it was not. It was like Elvis as Ghost Rider. It wasn't really that good. I don't know if they're just trying to hook that into the whole Marvel Comics, you know, superhero movies thing or what. But oh boy, all right. Well, that's like I said. He always plays of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6, 6. Like of his seven last movies, he plays a superhero of some sort in two of them. Actually, eight also he was a voice in G-Force, so. Mm-hmm.
I know that you know that Nicolas Cage's last name is Coppola.
Right.
Okay. Do you know what his middle name is?
Hercules? No, that's Elton John. What?
Kal-El.
Nicholas. I do not.
It's Kim.
Nicholas Kim?
That's what IMDb says. I mean, I haven't seen his birth certificate, but.
Are you sure? Well, Donald Trump has asked to see it. And they haven't revealed it yet. That sounds like something that I would put on Wikipedia just when I was angry at having spent money to watch Bangkok Dangerous or something.
It says Nicholas Kim Coppola.
Yeah, that's good. Original name, of course. You know why he chose Nick Cage?
Oh, God, because of a comic
it's
book.
Comic book related. After Luke Cage. I feel better now.
What's his kid's name?
Pilot Inspector?
He has a couple kids, but one of them has some weird comic book name. I swear it's like Kal-El or something.
Okay, look that up. If we don't actually verify that, then I think it's some kind of slander. Depp, close weights. Looking through his IMDb page. Has a son, Weston Cage.
Weston
is not a comic book name.
You would know.
Yeah, that's true. Logan would be, but now everybody's freaking named Logan. Everybody has a name like they're a Wild West gunfighter these days. So,
okay.
Dalton, Tyler. Okay, we live in a city called Tyler. Yes. How many people do you name Tyler? Do you know hundreds?
Quite a few.
Tyler, how many people do you know that are also you could find in the Atlas of Texas cities? Tyler, Austin, you guys come on in here.
Houston,
yeah. Beaumont. Come on.
Hopefully not Beaumont.
Yeah, that's not. It was always Hugh Beaumont. Did you find anything? Hello?
No. I mean, just that one kid, that Weston kid. But I thought he had another kid.
We'll look it
up.
Yes.
Nick and his wife, Alice, her middle name's Kim also.
That's not weird at all.
Had a son, Kal-El Coppola Cage, on October 3rd, 2005. Just as Nick was named after a comic book character, Luke Cage, so he has named his son after the comic book character Kal-El, aka Superman.
How do you spell Kal-El? Like, how's that spelled?
K-A-L hyphen E-L, yes.
Yeah, well.
Sounds like a basketball player.
And that's why famous people shouldn't be allowed to breed openly, I guess. Because you wind up with Ryder and Pilot Inspector and Kal-El. You're just borrowing trouble from the future. That's really all you're doing. You're just ensuring. You're just ensuring that the next generation of TMZ.com will have someone to follow around the streets of Hollywood.
Okay.
Yes.
Something I need to point out.
Yes.
Kind of tie both our shows together.
Yes.
On the sports show, we talked a lot about Cuban.
Yeah, Mark Cuban.
We talked about sports
yes.
media. In his blog post, he referenced TMZ,
right.
The TV show.
Mm-hmm.
So it's obvious he's seen it.
Yes. Yeah.
So Mark Cuban watches TMZ.
I don't know if you have to watch it. You can be aware of it. I'm aware of it, but I don't watch it. Do you think he watches it to see if he's on it accidentally?
He would know if he's on it because they...
Okay, Mark. Everywhere Mark Cuban goes, Mark Cuban is a celebrity. I'm sure there's somebody taking footage of him, whether he knows it or not.
I don't believe that.
I don't believe that. When was the last time anything happened in our society that we didn't have footage of it? There is no unrecorded moment anymore in our society. There's always a camera going somewhere. So, anyway, if you missed the sports show that we do, we had Mark Cuban on yesterday, and we've caused a national flap with that. Way to go, Stucky.
Anytime.
Controversy equals cash. Okay, anything else pop culture related here for DonkeyTaco.com? Now that we're back in the Donkey Taco saddle.
Oh, when you talked to Mark Cuban yesterday, did you talk about Shark Tank?
No, but as we were finishing up the interview, he went, "Hey, thanks for having me on Shark Tank on ABC." He threw it in there. He's a promoter. That's what he's doing. I haven't seen Shark Tank with him on it. I saw it last year, and I thought it was kind of interesting. But I think Wipeout came on, and somebody got hit in the face with a giant, with like a giant wall, and I forgot all about quality programming and just watched Wipeout.
You watched The Benefactor when it was on, his reality show, didn't you?
I did. I remember nothing about it other than one week there was a tie to see who they would send home, and he made them play Connect Four.
They played Jenga. It was Jenga.
Was it Jenga?
It was.
I thought it was Connect Four.
No.
Are you sure? Maybe it happened 2 weeks.
I watched them all.
I remember seeing some of that and just not getting all of it. And when something like that happens on a show, what happens when you just stop filming it? You know, do those people get paid at all, or do they just throw them, turn them out into the streets halfway
done? The premise of the show was, I give you $1 million, do something that impresses me.
Right.
And that was the criteria. Just whatever, just do something.
And so the guy that did that was actually Charlie Sheen, right?
And now evidently they have camera crews with Charlie Sheen 24/7 recording stuff for a possible project on HDNet. So
right.
That could be interesting.
And recording stuff for a possible Deathpool video. Charlie.
Yeah, the unedited video of that would be worth quite a bit of money.
And it will be one day. And you can't, there's no unrecorded moment, and there's no moment that we don't eventually get to see. If you have a sex tape, we'll be watching it eventually, and then you'll be hosting the Kids' Choice Award on Nickelodeon, as we pointed out earlier.
Yes, you will.
Speaking of Charlie Sheen, I think he's been reading Nicolas Cage's IMDb page.
Yeah.
I was looking at quotes from Nicolas Cage. Mm-hmm. And he actually said, "I am not a demon. I am a lizard, a shark, a heat-seeking panther. I want to be Bob Denver on acid playing the accordion."
That's pretty good. That's high-quality gibberish.
Doesn't that really sound like something you could hear Charlie Sheen saying?
I've always thought of Nicolas Cage as like a more frantic Keanu Reeves.
Yeah. Yeah, Andy Samberg definitely plays him that way on
Saturday Night
Live.
He's like, where Keanu is all, whoa, then Nicolas Cage is all, whoa. His hands are up in the air and he's screaming. Did I see we're getting a third Bill and Ted? Super apropos of nothing here. I saw something about Keanu Reeves putting together a third Bill and Ted.
Really?
As Keanu Reeves entered the Sylvester Stallone portion of his career, where the only movies that he really wants to do are the ones that he started 20 years ago. And can you make that without Rufus, my beloved George Carlin? I don't think so. All right. Anything else pop culture-wise that we missed? It's almost idle time. Actually, it is idle time. Somebody I hate should be performing right now, in fact.
At least you're taping it.
Yes, I am taping it. I've got the Betamax out, and I'm recording that. We'll come back next week with more. Thanks for tuning us in here at the old DonkeyTaco.com or Facebook or wherever you're finding us. More coming up next week. Stucky, thanks for dropping in.
Oh, yeah.
Love the wife, Kimberly. Let's eat.
Outback cheese fries.
There should be a limit to how many times I'm allowed to eat that as a meal. It's not a meal.
Well, you got it earlier in the week. I did.
When the wife's out of town and she's not around, what do I do? I eat cheese. That's it. I'm like George Costanza. That's it. Just sitting around
draped in velvet,
eating cheese. That's it. All right, more coming up next week here on DonkeyTaco.com. Thanks for listening.